Juno High School athletes are now subject to mandatory random drug testing. A new school district policy went into effect on Monday with the start of winter sports season. Juno's drug problem among teens first became big news when coaches brought the problem to the school board last spring. Juno Douglas High School Crimson Bears head football coach Bill Chalmers even threatened to quit if something wasn't done. Now he's retiring. KTOO's Rosemary Alexander has the story.
Bill Chalmers knew he had proverbial big shoes to fill when he took over for Crimson Bears coach Riley Ritchie in 2005. The beloved head coach had died, and it was at an emotional memorial service at JDHS that Chalmers was asked to take on the football team. He says it was the best decision he ever made.
I tell everyone it was exactly twice as much fun as I ever thought it would be, and twice as much work.
Chalmers' first year ended with the statewide season championship, the Crimson Bears first.
We dedicated that first season to Riley. That was Riley's team, and that was Riley's championship.
The Bears' record over the last 5 years includes two state football championships. They also took second, third, and fifth place among Rail Belt and Cook Inlet Conference teams.
I was fortunate enough to get into a situation where any skills that I have as a coach were what were needed to make the program go. We had the offensive expertise, we had the defensive expertise. What we needed was the organizational expertise, and I could provide that.
Before becoming head football coach, Chalmers taught English at JDHS, retiring this past June. His entire teaching career spans nearly 50 years. He calls football coaching a magnificent addition to that career, though he admits the game is not really his favorite sport.
It's always been about the kids, and that was very evident to me this summer when I was trying to decide whether I should even come back this year or not. And it wasn't win-loss, it wasn't the community, it was the faces of the kids, particularly the seniors who were coming back, and how I owed it to them to stick it out for one more time.
Now he says he's ready to watch from the stands. Over the years, he's seen changes in high school football that concern him. One is the accessibility of alcohol and drugs. He says it's become part of the culture.
If you don't have enough personal integrity, you ought to have enough team integrity to stay away. But that's not the way that it is today, apparently. The culture doesn't buy into that. Sports isn't as important as it used to be for kids.
As a coach, he was getting reports that players were using drugs, but had no way to prove it. Chalmers made media headlines when he took his stories to the school board. And though drug testing wasn't in place for the football season, he says the threat had a chilling effect.
Kind of a left-handed effect in that the kids knew that it was out there, and many of them decided that this was probably a good time for them to evaluate their relationship with chemicals. And as a result, I think we had some kids playing this year who wouldn't have played had it not been for the threat of drug testing.
He believes the volunteer testing program is also necessary, but nothing is as important as helping kids kick the addiction. In Juneau, I'm Rosemary Alexander.